We're going to go ahead and turn our Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 this morning. Book of 2 Timothy chapter number 2. We're going to be looking at verses 15 through 16 this morning, but we're going to back up. We're going to read verses 1 through 16, and hopefully this will be a blessing to you folks this morning. So let's begin reading in verse number 1 of chapter number 2 of 2 Timothy. It says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness." Before we go any further, let's have a word of prayer. I just want to say hello to our video audience that's out there. Thank you for tuning in at this point in time. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we are grateful that we're able to be here this morning. What a joy it is to be able to open up your word. Lord, I know there are many people who don't have that privilege. I know many people don't have the privilege that we have today to worship you freely. They go underground and they got to worship in fear for their very lives. And so God, help us to be grateful for what we have here. Lord, I pray as we go through your word this morning that you begin to minister to our hearts. Lord, again, I ask that you would use me. Lord, I know that there's things that the devil would like to do in this church. And so, God, I pray that you'd begin to protect us from him. Lord, I pray that you would be with our classes across the way. I thank you for our teachers. I thank you for the time that they put in for studying and wanting to give a lesson to the young people. So, Lord, I pray as they teach this morning that the ears would be listening. Lord, I pray that none of them are here just out of obligation, but Lord, I pray they're here because they want to be here. And so, God, I thank you again for all that you've done. We ask you these things in your name. Amen. 2 Timothy is where we're at today, and today it's going to be called the evidence of studying. Amen? Studying is something that I have had a great deal of difficulty with when I was in school. And that happens with a lot of young people, and it happens because of the habits that we create for ourselves when it comes to studying. Anybody else have that difficulty like I have? Mrs. Lidget, she's in here this morning. My mom's in here this morning. They both had what I call it, the privilege to help me along the way, and they know of the struggles that I had during that time of my life. But I will say this, if it wasn't for them pursuing me to be a better student, I wouldn't have developed the study habits I have today. And so I'm thankful for that. But we all, at some point in time, have a hard time of studying. So we begin this week with Paul telling Timothy a few things. And these are some things for the churchgoer to work on as well. Whenever the Word of God is open, no matter what the subject's being spoken on, I hope that you allow it to speak to your heart so that you can make changes as well. That's the goal, amen? If we don't allow that, then we're missing something. So this is for us who sit in the pew. The first thing that we will discover today, that in order to do well in anything, we have to study. Notice I don't put you have to study, I say we have to study. And Paul is telling Timothy this for a very specific reason. Hopefully we'll get into this. So we have to study. Studying for some people can be very difficult. As I explained myself as a younger person, I'm going to say this. It's still very difficult for me. It's not an easy thing. I'm jealous, honestly, of folks who can get things right off the bat. I'm very jealous of those things. The first thing about studying is this. We must stay focused. That's one of the first qualifications when it comes to studying. And that's what Paul is really, in reality, is telling Timothy. Timothy, when you study, here's what you have to do. If you want to be effective, here's what the key thing is, and that is to be focused. We all lose focus when it comes to studying. You want to know why we lose focus? Because our minds have been trained by the television that we watch. What do you mean by that? Our brains are programmed to only listen to things for about 10 to 12 minutes at a time. After that 10 to 12 minutes, they do this on purpose. They throw ads in there. And so we're programmed to not stay focused on things. So we got to retrain our mind when it comes to studying the Word of God, when it comes to studying other things as well. We got to stay focused. And when it comes to staying focused, we need to be diligent to stay the course. This will take, on a lot of people's parts, great determination. For those who have a hard time in this area. Why is that? Because it's easy for us, because of how our brains have been programmed, it's easy for us to become discouraged in a sense, or lose that lack of motivation. And the study time is no longer important. So we got to be determined, no matter what might have happened that day or that week, we got to be determined to stay the course, to stay focused, to be diligent, to study out the Word of God. By the way, with that being said, I hope that whenever we are done here, or if you're in another church, wherever you may be, or if you're listening to somebody on the radio, I hope that you go back and you go and study that portion over and over again. It's beneficial for you. It'll be very helpful for you. So why is it important for us to stay focused? Why is it important for us to be diligent? Why is it important for us to be determined to do these things? Because of this. Paul is telling this to Timothy. To be educating ourselves in God's Word is this. It's very rewarding. It's very rewarding. Last night, Kurt and I, I had to talk to him about some things with the school, and I hate bothering him on the weekends, Andrea actually came over, and I was talking to her, and I said, I need to talk to Kurt. I said, but I hate to bother him. She goes, oh, he loves talking to you. So 5 minutes later, Kurt's walking over, and we're discussing some things. But as our conversation began to veer off the matter of school, the both of us began to go into the realm of talking about God's Word. And I was telling him my studies, and he was telling me his studies, and we started just talking about the same thing, and he was saying some stuff, and I was saying some stuff, and I said, you know, Kurt, I go back and forth in this. I don't know at times. And to me, the whole entire conversation was very rewarding, because it didn't stop there, Tom, because after we were done, I went home, and Kurt knows I stay up late sometimes, and sometimes I stay up way too late. I tell you what, 12 o'clock is way too late anymore. But anyway, I thought Kurt, since he's being older than I am, and he's not in here to defend himself this morning, I thought he was in bed by 9:30. But anyway, he sends me a text at about 10:30. We texted for a little bit. And through that text, he's given me scripture. And what was going on there is, hey, we need to study this out. Here's what I found, and let's study this together. I just thought, man, that's rewarding. And very encouraging when those things take place. God's word is important for us to be educating ourselves in. Here's a quick list to help us become better at studying the word of God. So I'm giving us seven things this morning. I'm going to go slow. I said quick, but I'm going to give it to you slowly so that you can write it down. I think it'd be very beneficial for you. The first thing is this. Make the goal of Bible study to encounter the person of God. I wish I had this up there, up on the screen. We'll get to that later so that you can see this and get time to write that down. I'll say it again. Make the goal of Bible study to encounter the person of God. While you write that down, I got to grab a drink real quick. My throat is getting very dry here. Taking a gulp in front of people is very intimidating, especially when you got their microphone on. You think you're going to have this big gulp. The second thing is this. Approach the scriptures as a dialogue with God. Approach the scriptures as a dialogue with God. This will help you as you begin to develop better studying habits. And let's be honest with ourselves. We all need better study habits. Because we get into a routine, and we don't appreciate, I believe, at times what Scripture really has for us. So this is just trying to be helpful to you. The third thing is this. I like this one. Develop an attitude of thanksgiving. Develop an attitude of thanksgiving. This is important because I remember my dad years ago as I was in school and having difficulty. And the thing that I really struggled with was math. I just wasn't good at math. I can do basic math. I can do that in my head, not a problem. I can add, subtract, I can divide, multiply. But when it comes to everything else, I don't have the smarts for that. I struggled with English as well. But I was smart enough to find out where the score key was at the time. So I wasn't that dumb. Sorry, Mrs. Lidget, I'm telling on myself. But that didn't benefit me. But I remember him saying this. He says, Chad, the reason why you have a hard time studying is just because you have an unthankful attitude. He says, when you come and when you study, he goes, your attitude is everything. And you need to be grateful for what you have. I remember having those many conversations with him. And you know what? To come to find out, he's totally right on that. When you approach something with a thankful attitude, you're going to get much more out of it. And so this is very true here. Develop an attitude of thanksgiving. Number four, think about ways you can apply the word. Say it again for you. Think about ways you can apply the word. The fifth one is this. I'm going to give you time on this. I'm going to use my dad again as an example. And by the way, folks, if you get tired of me using our former pastor as an example, I'm not going to apologize. Because he's taught me so much. So, If you get upset about those things, I'm just going to say this. Get over it. But one of the things that I appreciate about him, even until his last breath, is he had a teachable spirit. That's the fifth thing. Develop a teachable spirit. You should never get into a place where I've learned everything, I'm all knowledgeable, I'm all knowing. There's nothing more that you can teach me. By the way, if you fall in that category, guess what? You're saying I'm equal with God. Does that make sense there? So develop a teachable attitude, a teachable spirit. Number six, Learn about the different types of Bible study. What do you mean? Tools, resources, commentaries. By the way, be very careful on what you pick out. It's not my job to tell you what to pick out. I can encourage you what to do. But learn different types of Bible study, tools and resources. Again, there's some things I do have a problem with commentaries. Why is that? Because it's man's thoughts. Man's thoughts are not always right. And do they have some good application? Do they have some good meanings and definition on things? Sure they do. But be careful. Why do you say that? Because there's some people out there that don't teach according to God's word. I was listening to something last night before Kurt and I got in a conversation. I was listening to something about marriage. And I was trying to get this pastor's viewpoint on what he thought about divorce with marriage. And what he said from the very get-go was very true. It says God hates divorce. God designed, God created a man and a female to be together until the end of time, until death takes them. He says those things. I agree with him full-heartedly. And then he goes on and says this. God knows us, and God understands why we get divorced. And he's okay with it. I'm thinking to myself, this is okay in my mind. You got to understand, I'm a little bit younger. I'm thinking, dude, you just said the right thing, and now you just totally go back, and you ruined what you said. And there's a reason why many of God's people will fall into that category because of that type of teaching. So be careful when it comes to finding those tools and resources. Finally, number 7, I love this one, and I'm going to add something else here a little bit later. But approach the Bible as a lifelong journey of discovery. People love reading books. Why? Because they love to discover what they're reading. My mom is a big fan of Louis L'Amour. She's probably read those things 47 times. Mrs. Lidget, she loves to read. And I believe, and I don't know who else loves to read, but I believe people love to read because they love to discover new things. And that's how the attitude that we need to have when it comes to the Word of God. Approach the Bible as a lifelong journey of discovery. Doing these 7 things can help us develop better study habits because that's what we're after. And I would like to add one more item, and this is my favorite one. You guys heard me say this before. Put yourself in a story. When you begin to put yourself in a story that you're reading, I kid you not, the Bible will come alive. You will feel like a part of it. You know why I talk about my trips to Israel? Because it's become more alive to me. Not that I've put myself in the Word of God as I read it, but now that I'm actually able to be there and see things, it's like, your mind's blown. So put yourself in a story. So these 8 things could be very beneficial to you. This will allow the Bible to become more alive as you begin to study. Paul was wanting Timothy to have good study habits. He was encouraging this. But he also wanted it for this reason. And here's what I want us to point out today. To become approved unto God. Verse number 15 says this. Study to show thyself approved unto God. That's what he was after. Notice the wording here, it doesn't say to become approved unto who? Man. That's what a lot of people, that's why they study. Because they want to be approved by man. Well, according to God's word, according to what Paul is telling Timothy here, that shouldn't be our goal. That shouldn't be our desire. We want to study to show ourselves approved unto God. We, as individuals, when it comes to our knowledge, we like to blow our horns. Hey, look at me. Look at how knowledgeable I am. And when we do these things, we want men to bask in our greatness, to bask in our knowledge, to bask in our intelligence. By the way, let me say this. I have known some men that because of a lack of being able to read and understand, let's just say books, the Bible, even songbooks, they don't have that type of knowledge, but I know a man who can work with their hands have more knowledge than a man who does study. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. I want you to understand how my mind's working this morning. But we like to blow our horns. All you have with a man like this is a man that is full of pride. Hey, look at me. Look at my knowledge. Look at my intelligence. I speak better than you. I study better than you. And I just want you to acknowledge me for who I am. And in reality, you're a man full of pride. And that's not a good place to be in. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs this morning. Proverbs chapter number 16. Proverbs 16, we'll read verses 18 through 19. Here's what it says about pride. It says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Verse number 19, it says, "Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly, than to divide the spoil with the proud." Being a pastor, again, this is Paul talking to Timothy. Timothy is being a preacher here. He's going to be pastoring here. So being a pastor isn't about being the most popular person. That's why in God's word here, 2 Timothy, it says to study thyself approved unto God. So being a pastor isn't about being the most popular church person. It is rather being faithful to the God who called you. It seems in some circles the only thing that is cared about is the popularity of a pastor. I witnessed that a few weeks ago. I tell you folks that I try to stay up to date on things that are going around in pulpits across our country. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of our mega churches, and I'm not going to cut them down. That's not my intent. Because let's be realistic, every church has problems. And we're not a perfect church. But I've come to find out in the mega churches that the pastor is there to be worshipped. I think sometimes they just have the wrong idea. So in some circles, the only thing that is cared about is the popularity of the pastor. And I say this for a reason, because a majority of the pastors that are out there have no idea what it means to study. I mean, I listened to a man, a very popular man, get up on a stage and bring his daughter up and begin to quote scripture as he's stepping down, he's stepping away from the ministry, and he's saying, using the word of God, he says, "I must decrease so that you can increase." And he turned the church over to his daughter. What's the Bible say about that? The woman's not to be teaching the man. That's why I say some of them don't study. So, for example, we wouldn't have women preachers today if the Word of God was even studied by them. Because Paul says this in 1 Timothy chapter number 2. I just kind of alluded to it, but I want us to read here. 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 12, it says this. I think I wrote the wrong verse down. And I did. I do that. You know why I'm looking at that? I'm looking at 1 Thessalonians. That's where I was at. But in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, it says this. My pages were sticking together. Verse number 11 says this. It says, "Let the women learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to assert authority over the man, but to be in silence." Now, is that being negative towards women? No, it's not. That's not how God intended it. God didn't intend women to be over man in authority or to teach him. But I'm going to tell you this. Women have a very prominent role in the church. I'm going to be honest with you. If we didn't have women in our church, we'd be in some trouble. We would be. Can I encourage you women this morning? I'm totally getting away from this, but can I encourage you women this morning? We have young ladies here that need your guidance. We have young ladies here that need your wisdom. You have an important job to be teaching and educating them, training them up in the service of the Lord. So don't think that you don't have a job to do in the church. It's not about just doing a nursery. There's more to it. I'm going to say this. I'm not a part of this on Wednesday nights, but I enjoy listening to the prayers of the women. I know that sounds intimidating to some, but I enjoy it because you hear the sincerity that's there. You can feel the compassion that's there. It's almost as if, man, I'm not cutting us down here. It's almost as if women know how to pray better than we do because they open up their hearts better. Guys, we close ourselves off. But man, I tell you what, women have some great roles in the church. So as we continue to move on, you like how I recovered myself there? Got to do those things. Paul was encouraging Timothy in this as well, not to be lazy and not to develop lazy study habits. And that's the problem why I struggled in school. I was lazy. I didn't want to do those things. I had other things that I wanted to do. I had other goals that I wanted to attend to. And so because of that, I developed lazy study habits. In other words, Paul was wanting Timothy to have shown growth every time he preached. And I said this a little while ago, but I am jealous of people who have the ability to understand things instantly. With that being said, I'm glad God made me the way he did. I'm a part of his creation. I can't be jealous because God gave somebody a better intellect than I did. Chris, I can't be jealous. I'm going to say, Carrie, I can't be jealous because God gave somebody a better way to pronounce words. Carrie's got a whole dictionary of my words that I mispronounce. But what she doesn't know is she's wrong. I'm the one pronouncing them right. That's just a joke we have. But with that being said, that's how God made me. And I need to be happy with that. I need to be okay with that. The great thing is we can all be a help to each other when it comes to studying. Just as like I was saying last night, Kurt and I, we had an example of that last night. Matt and Doug will send me text throughout the week of Bible verses, of things that they've studied, that they're going over, and they share those things. And it's helping us to study better. I'm going to say this as we continue to go on. It's important when studying to remove any distractions from the area that you're studying in. Remove distractions. Allow yourself to truly focus on what God is trying to teach you. Why do I say this? Because Satan thrives in distracting believers from developing good study habits. It happens all the time. So I would encourage you, as it's encouraged in Scripture, to go to your own prayer closet, shut the door, remove those distractions, and use your prayer closet as a time of study as well. I would encourage you to do that. The second thing that Paul is encouraging Timothy to do is to become a good workman. Verse number 15, it says again, let me get back there. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. A man who is willing to work is hard to come by. It's uncommon, it seems like, in this world. Gary owns his own business, so I'm going to ask him a question. Gary, would that be true? People don't want to work anymore. It's sad. So we need to be willing to work. I'm going to say some things here that might get under some people's skin. But that's okay. We spend more time trying to get out of work. But we forget that God created us to work. The mentality is what the company can do for the employees. I heard this a few weeks ago. I was blown away. Said it right to my face. You older people, I'm in this category now. This is what they said. You older generation is all about what you can do for your company to make it grow. But us younger ones are about what our company can do for us. Folks, if that's the case, we're in a world of hurting. The older folks who are leaving the workforce, it's going to be scarier than 10, 15 years to see how, just to see how everything we see in our world is really going to come, the way I'm going to say it is going to come to an end. You're saying the world's going to come to an end? I'm saying, no, not the world coming to an end. That could be happening, though. I'm talking just on how we work, because it's all about what can you do for us. It's a crazy thing. So this is sad, but this is exactly what we expect from God. Him working for us when we should be working for him. There are so many things that need to be done in a church. And it won't get done if everyone decides to pass the buck. I mean, we got to work in a church. We take up membership in this church, do we not? And if we take up membership in this church is ours. And if you're physically able to do something, then don't allow it to go to somebody else. I sat out there and I washed a stain in the carpet last week. Things happen. I get that. But for a whole week, it sat there. You know, appearance says everything when you come into church, especially to a visitor. Folks, how about we, as a church, we begin to develop some good work habits? Amen? Be willing to work. That's all I'm going to say about that. Timothy is going to have to become a workman for the Lord. And things don't always go as planned. Things get interrupted. There are things that come up out of nowhere that will require immediate attention. And the task that you needed to get done gets put off. But be determined. Stay the course. Stay focused. Study. Be the workman that you need to be. When these types of things happen, there will be more work hours that you'll have to put into the ministry. But, Timothy, the reward is great. And I'm going to be honest with you. That is what motivates me to keep working hard. Because of the reward. For the last 6 years, I saw a man who was dedicated to his job. When in reality, he should have retired. Just being honest with you. My dad enjoyed the work he was doing for God for this reason. He enjoyed ministering to the hearts of people. It was rewarding to him. Things he couldn't physically do anymore. This is why I said he probably should have retired. But he loved to study. He loved to work. And he loved to minister to the hearts of God's people because it was rewarding to him. He enjoyed trying to educate himself the further he went along, which is why I said he had a teachable spirit. When you enjoy what you are doing, you really don't consider it work. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm here to the church on most nights to about 11 p.m. And it's not bothersome to me. I enjoy it because the rewards are great. Working for Jesus is fulfilling. Paul goes on and says not to be ashamed. Be happy and take joy in working for God. This doesn't just go toward a preacher, but it is for every child of God. So why is study and working important? Because we have to rightly divide the word of truth. I'm going to say this. I understand that I make mistakes. But when that happens, you have to understand the spiritual warfare that is taking place as well. Satan is working hard to have any preacher, to have any teacher, for that matter, to make mistakes. We all mess up. There isn't a person here who is perfect. We all can go around the room and begin to point out each other's faults. But what is that going to benefit us? If we're to go around and begin to point out each other's faults, you know what that's going to do? That's going to discourage that person from being a man or a woman who wants to study the Word of God. If we go around and begin to point out each other's faults, that's going to discourage that man or woman and to give them a less desire to be a workman for God. Look, we all make mistakes. No matter who we are. And those mistakes happen because Satan is trying to ruin the things of God. The last thing that the devil wants is the word of God to be given out correctly. I said something about a month ago that I didn't even know I said. And I think I said it like this. My wife remembers it because she brought it up to my attention. She goes, "Did you realize you said Satan is our Lord and Savior?" I had no clue. See, that's why I'm trying to point out. There is a spiritual warfare that takes place when anybody gets up and teaches the Word of God. So you got to be understanding. You got to be compassionate in those areas as well. So the last thing that the devil wants is the Word of God to be given out correctly. But we all can do a better job at creating better study habits. And we all can do a better job to become a person who is willing to work for Jesus. We don't do these things for man. We don't study for the approval of man. We study for the approval of God. We don't work for man and to gloat in what we can do. We work because we want to bring glory to God. That's why we do those things. So that being said, let's have a word of prayer and we'll be dismissed. Lord, we thank you again for this time that we've had. Lord, I know that I've been challenged to increase my study habits to be better. Lord, I know there are some areas that I'm lazy in and when it comes to being a workman. So God, I pray that I would be able to be a better workman for you. We pray that you bless in the next hour to come, and we ask it in your name. Amen.